What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Journey Podcast, navigating entrepreneurship, personal development, and relationships. I am your host, just in case you forgot. I hope you didn't, Terrell Ward, and I am excited to be back. I know for most of you that have been listening, it's been a little while since I did my last podcast, but that is because I want to make sure I have fresh, relevant, potent content for you on your drive to work or in your free listening time that you've taken out to listen to my voice and my thoughts. And I appreciate you. I really do. Sometimes you have to take a step back to take a step forward. So that's all it was. Anybody that was ever wondering, hey, what's up with Terrell? That's what it is. Taking a step back, sharpening that axe so I can go chop down those trees, if anybody understands that analogy. But I'm excited, man. I'm excited to be back. You know, it's just like back in that zone again, right? So totally focused, ready to go. If you don't know, I had a big move. So I moved from, you know, across country a little bit, well, halfway across the country. I'm in the great state of Texas now. And so with all the moving, everything going on, et cetera, I said, man, I need to get back focused, locked and loaded, ready to go. And so today, I'm super excited about the conversation today because this has been on my heart over this last 4 to 5 weeks or so since our last podcast episode. And essentially, I want to talk about your willingness to start over again, okay? Your willingness to start over. And this is something for me that has been an awakening moment, if you will. In life and the way we've been kind of brought up here in the U.S., we've gotten this thing where it's like, hey, I've already invested all this time into this. I might as well keep going. That's why a lot of people stay on the jobs that they hate. That's why a lot of people stay in certain relationships, you know what I mean? Boyfriend, girlfriend relationships that they can't stand because maybe they have a baby by somebody, etc. And or, you know, they keep going to the same school or even worse, stay, you know, under the same major because they've already completed so many classes for it, etc., etc. It's like, I've already come this far, I might as well complete. And sometimes that is 100% correct information. That's 100% correct strategy, excuse me. That is a correct strategy. Go ahead, finish it out. You'll be happy you did. There's memes all over Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat that says, keep going, start today, keep going. You'll be glad you did when you get to that end of it. But there's another part to it that you have to really ask yourself the question, is this really worth my time? Is this really worth my time? Yes, I do understand that this is one of those things where I'm already halfway through it, right? I've already crossed the halfway point. But is it really what I want to do, right? Is it really, truly what I want to do? Right. I mean, not, it might be what I'm good at currently because I've invested 6, 7, 8, 9 years into it. But is it really what I want to do? And this is something, y'all, I had to ask myself in doing this big transition and move again. And I'm no stranger to moving. I've moved from Cali to Florida, all over the country. OK, but this one and this move in particular and all of them, but this one in particular, I've really been able to ask myself the question, like, what do you really want to do, right? And what's funny is one of the things that I really want to do or several of the things that I really want to do involve the arts, okay? And I really don't open up about this to a lot of people. So it's not something I really open up to a lot of people about, but it involves the arts, right? It involves the arts in, you know, music. It involves the arts in like writing, movies, you know, TV, like it, and like a lot of that, I've always been fascinated. Now, I may have been fascinated by it because I grew up in LA, the LA area, right? I grew up in the LA area. So, you know, Hollywood. But in reality, I it's something I really like, right? I'm fascinated with acting. I'm fascinated with like the writing of a script. I'm fascinated with, you know, what happens there. Like it just fascinates me. And I've been writing, funny enough, since I was a little kid. I was writing short story books where I was writing, scary stories with my children, as a little kid, and my other friends while I was a kid. And I would be writing stories and I would add them in the story and I would give each of them, you know, words and parts in it, like as if it was a play. And I've been writing poems, like, you know, songs that, you know, poems that could be turned into songs since I was young. But when I got to closer and closer to high school, it was like, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? And I kept listening to everybody else talk about, oh, you know, don't fall into that Hollywood dream and don't fall into that music industry scene and don't fall into this or that, because, you know, that's, you know, most people get into it. Only so few actually make it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you get to this place where you're just like, oh, all right, let me go logical, right? So what did I do? I went to college and I went to school for, at that point in time, marketing, because I was really into, like, all right, how do you capture somebody's attention? How do you, you know, draw their attention, show them that fantastic product that you had, and then be able to make them want to buy? Then I got really into closing, or sales, shall I say, which, you know, it's really a sale once it's closed, to go ahead and close that customer out. But I never lost that love for writing, right? Today, I love script writing. I'm starting to learn how to write copy and sales copy for marketing pieces and different things in advertising. And I say all of that, not just to talk about myself, but it was this great awakening that, you know what? Maybe you should do something in that arena. Maybe. What are you waiting for? So what? You got years invested into this particular industry. So what? You have so many things going on that are in this direction, but you don't necessarily like them in the form that they've been presented, right? Or you can't see yourself doing them long term, but you have a passion and a desire over there. Are you willing? And I was talking to my wife about this, and I said, you know, I was like, man, you know, we got to position, get our debt in a certain way, at a certain place, and blah, 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 so that we could go ahead and make a jump like this where I can go ahead and cut 50 grand off my salary, da, da, da. She's looking at me crazy, like, what you talking about, 50 grand? 50 grand is 50 grand. What you talking about, right? And what's funny about it is I'm like, no, that's what you got to do sometimes. Like, is it like to go the direction you want to go? Like, you got to be willing to start over, and you might have to start over from the bottom. You might be at the top of one thing that you don't really like doing to go to the bottom of something else that you love, that you have passion about, and then work your way up from there. Right. And so I ask you today, are you willing to start over? How about this? I'll ask you a deeper question. Are you willing to ask yourself, what would you be doing today if money wasn't an issue? If you didn't have a money problem, if you didn't have no debt, all of your houses and all the cars that you ever wanted and all the beautiful children that you ever wanted to have, and you had the perfect spouse and you had everything perfect, everything, it was a utopia, heaven on earth for you, everything went perfect, what would you spend your life doing? If you had to pick something, like, hey, you're doing it for fun, essentially, right? Whatever. Like, you had to do this and it was a benefit to somebody else. What would you do? Money was not an issue. Money all the way aside. What would you do? That's the question you have to ask yourself. That's the question for the last 5 to 6 weeks I've been really digging in and asking, right? Really digging in and asking. Questioning everything, even my podcast. Right? Like, hey, is this something I really want to be doing? Like, I enjoy it. It's funny, you know, I've, you know, DM'd with a lot of people recently on Instagram and, you know, and through other posts and Facebook and personally, you know, in person. And people are like, man, you know, you really have a thing for this. And I'm just like, okay, cool. I appreciate it. And they're like, how long you been doing it? Then I think back. This is what I've been doing since I was 10. I've always been the guy thinking about how can I use my words to encourage another human being. So whether it's with my words oral or with my written word in a love song or in a script that brings entertainment or what have you, in a story or in a book, I've always tried to entertain, educate, inspire human beings with words. Always. Since I was 10 years old, as early as I can remember, I remember writing those stories, right? And adding my friends in and then going back and showing them, hey, man, look, I got you in the story. Look, you had all these lines. Look what you said. Oh, man, when we ran in, the monster opened the door. I was like, I've always been that kid that's been doing that. Right. Or when I'm in high school writing a song, hey, girl, what you think about this? You know, oh, man, that's so cool. Like, you know, writing stories and poems in class and love songs in class just to give it to the girl or the girls that I knew would like that, even though I wasn't really talking to them. But I would like that would give me some attention. Right. So, like, I've always been that guy. So I ask you, who have you always kind of been? In a positive light, right? Like, you know, somebody might be like, well, Terrell, you know, since I was 10, I've been smoking crack. No, I hope you haven't been smoking crack since you was 10. But you get what I'm saying. Talk about the good side, the side that's a benefit to society, the side that's a benefit to other people. What have you already been doing? And I ask you, are you doing that now? Is that what you're in school for if you decide to go to school? But like, have you already been doing that? If you can answer yes to that, keep going. Don't start over. Keep going. But if you can't answer yes to that, and your answer truly is, I've actually kind of doing something else because it's more logical. It seems like it pays more, et cetera, et cetera. Listen, the beautiful thing today about the internet is that, like, for me, I love teaching. Like, it's part of it, too. Like, again, words. I decided never to be a teacher. Well, a teacher in the way of going to school and teaching because they didn't get paid enough. And so I was like, I'm going into business because I can sell and educate through like kind of consulting and make the money. That was the whole reason I didn't go be a teacher. All of them little tests that I filled out, blah, 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 online, it always kept saying, Terrell, be a teacher. Terrell, be a teacher. Terrell, be a counselor, a life coach, blah, 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 something else. Always. And I said, no, it don't make enough money. So I'm going to business. And then I went into business and I'm like, okay, I kind of like it. I like certain parts of it. But in reality, I keep getting back to this. So now we got the money issue because I have a goal. I have a financial goal that I want to have. So now with the internet, I can teach online. I can teach in a different capacity, sell it, if you will. Sell my teaching, give it away for free, whatever, right? Turn it into a business and make all the money I want to make. And I'm still doing exactly what I want to do. Now, I may not be doing it in a classroom with 10th graders or with college students, per se, directly lecturing. However, I'm still doing it because I have a dollar figure that I want to have for my family. That's me and that's personal, right? And you may say, no, I don't care about the dollar figure, Terrell, that you got. It's a lot of zeros and commas. I care about this. Then go teach. If you're doing something you hate, stop right now. Figure a way out, even if you have to take a pay cut, even if you have to take a downgrade of title and position. Stop it right now and go do what you have the passion for, because that's what's going. You're going to look. You did what you hate. Putting in probably just enough hours. And maybe you worked a lot. Maybe one of those people that always work extra. But imagine you worked hard doing something you hated. You grinded, you gutted your way through, you toughed it out. You went through the mud 12 hours a day for 6 years. Or you go put in 12 hours a day, something you passionate about, you love. You probably won't even do 12. You'll probably do 15. You might do 13, you might do 12 and a half, or you'll do the 12 so efficiently because you don't have to get yourself motivated to go do it. You don't have to get yourself amped up and ready and to go do it because you wake up with it on your mind. You wake up with it, you know, in your brain and in your heart and all in ignited in your spirit and your soul. You're ready to go. So go today. I encourage you today. If you don't feel my energy and my passion on this one, you know, hear me and hear me clearly. Dive deep inside yourself and find out what it is that you would do if money was not an issue. time was not an issue. And go figure a way out to do that thing. Figure, if now it may take you 30 years to get around to it and pull yourself out of one to the next. You may have a family, kids, things you got to do, obligations that you made, commitments, promises. So you got to maneuver. You can't just drop everything and walk away. So I get that. Not saying that, but put it down. That's a goal. Get it done. Get to it. Start implementing and building it in any way that you can. Okay? Any way that you can. I encourage you today. Your life will change. My life over the last 5 to 6 weeks since the last podcast has been altered because I'm seeing it. I saw it before, but I'm really starting to turn the corner, or that light is starting to really shine. Whatever analogy you want to use here, that I hope you can, it makes you understand. It's being revealed to me that I got to go. I got to go after this. And that's why I can look at myself in the mirror and get back on here with y'all on this podcast, because I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So God bless y'all today. That's it. That's all I have for you. But I want you to think about it. What is it that you would do if nothing else, no money, no nothing was an issue? What would you be doing? And I want you to be willing to start over again and go after that thing. You will thank me and yourself later. God bless y'all. I love y'all. Until next time. Peace.